Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, September 13th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We want to thank everybody who contacted us in the last day or so about not only our show yesterday, but also the article that we put up there. There's a lot of buzz going on about what happened, not only in our show, but also the Village Voice article. There's renewed excitement about getting to the truth about 9/11, and that's exactly what we need.
Right. It's very important to pay attention to what Paul Isaac said to us at Ground Zero. He came right out and admitted out loud in front of other people, you know, not just us, that they knew, the firemen and the policemen knew and know that 9/11 was an inside job. And he said they have to be very careful now about how they're handling it. Well, it doesn't look like they're handling it, really, to us.
And if you go to the Wing TV homepage and read this article, it says 9/11 fireman admits again 9/11 inside job. We also quote Randy Lovello, Jim Mars, Nico Haupt, Greg Zemanski, and finally Vinny Sammartino, who was at Ground Zero on Sunday. All of these people reaffirm that the firemen and the police officers know that 9/11 was an inside job. So we want to start the show off today by touching upon again what we ended yesterday's show was, the difference between what we did at Wing TV on 9/11 at Ground Zero and what 9/11truth.org did. And, you know, when we were up there, Lisa, and we got to talk to a lot of their people, there was a passion there. These people want to know the truth.
Yeah.
The biggest problem is they're starting to realize that their leadership is the ones that are leading them in the wrong direction.
Right. As we said yesterday, there are some members of New York 9/11 Truth and 9/11truth.org that don't agree with the people running those groups. And now we're seeing on their Yahoo group on the internet that they're in disagreement about what happened on 9/11.
Right. They got led 8 miles away from Ground Zero, where they were standing across from United Nations in this empty concrete lot, speaking to themselves. And to their credit, there were 200 very impassioned people, but they're starting to realize now they were talking to themselves.
Yeah, you know, and what's funny is Les Jamison, the man we mentioned on yesterday's show, sent around an email, and in this email he said tens of thousands of people saw them. No, that's not true. The streets were practically empty because it was a Sunday.
Well,
so that was a falsehood right there.
10,000 people may have driven by.
No.
But when we saw them across from the UN, there were 200 people in that lot. And all 200 were with 9/11truth.org.
Right.
There was nobody else.
When we walked into the park, there were very few people in that park itself.
Right.
It was virtually empty.
Yeah.
And then when they walked in there, they had their signs turned toward themselves. There were hardly any cars going by on the street because it's a Sunday and all those buildings around there are closed.
And what the people in the 9/11truth.org are starting to realize now is that if they would have listened to us, if they would have gone to Ground Zero, we would have had 200 plus people there. It would have been so overwhelming that the truth would not have been able to been denied.
One of his talking points was that what we did at Ground Zero backfired on us, and he used the Village Voice article to make his point. Well, that doesn't make his point because we, first of all, didn't expect anything to be published about our presence there, so we're very happy that the Village Voice put the picture of our banner
saying 9/11 World Trade Center controlled demolition right on top.
So that's not a backfiring. That actually brings what we're trying to say to the attention of all the people that have to see it. And what they're concerned about is the negative reaction. They're so worried about appearances and criticisms.
And they're worried about what the mainstream media is going to say. Who cares what they say?
We knew they would spin it.
Yeah, the mainstream media came in here and put this picture there for the entire world to see. And when you look at their demonstration 8 miles away from Ground Zero, it was safe.
Right.
It was contrived.
The Village Voice even characterized what they did as less brazen.
Yeah. And also it was controlled, and most importantly, it was contained. Everybody was contained in this little concrete lot. And down at Ground Zero, we did it. It was real. It was raw. It was dangerous.
It took courage.
And it got to the people that were most susceptible, most open to this information. That's where you want to be.
Yeah, don't you think the 9/11 victim families want answers? They have questions too.
Yeah. I mean, I gave an analogy yesterday is if you're going to get people to test a certain food, let's say ketchup. Where do you go to test market the ketchup? Do you go to a grocery store or do you go to a dog show? Well, people at a dog show don't care about ketchup. People in a grocery store do. That's where we went. We went to the epicenter of 9/11, to the World Trade Center, to this open grave, and that's where everyone should have been.
The only negative feedback we've actually seen on what we did at Ground Zero comes from the keyboard commandos of the 9/11 Truth Alliance, which is truth.org, Mafia. And they're saying that the negative feedback makes all of us look like a gang of quote-unquote assholes. No. What it does is broaden the exposure of this information to people who didn't see it before. And this is coming from people who refuse to get off their ass and go out on the street and do anything.
Yeah.
Anything real that challenges their ideas. See, their events always are safe and unchallenged because they don't invite people who might oppose or criticize what they do. They don't get out into the real world.
Yeah, they might as well just talk to a wall because the wall won't talk back to them. We wanted people there. We wanted a reaction. We wanted to see what people's opinion was. And as Lisa said, the Village Voice article described 9/11 truth as less brazen. Well, guess what? We're dealing with psychopathic murderers who are behind 9/11. It's been 4 years. We need to be a little bit more brazen now. We need to be a lot more brazen because that's the way we're going to be successful.
Right. Signs that say expose the 9/11 cover-up just don't get it anymore. They don't cut it.
Yeah.
They're not telling people anything. Why do you think our banner got so much attention?
Because it said something.
Because it's specific, and it gets right to the heart of the matter.
Right. And I want to reiterate again yesterday what one of the speakers said at the 9/11 forum out there in the middle of nowhere. It was a Lieutenant Bowman. And at one point he says that we need to get our U.S. troops out of Iraq, and we need to put U.N. troops in Iraq. What they're doing is confirming their siding with the UN. Well, guess what? The UN is the enemy. We don't want anything to do with them. The UN isn't a solution,
right.
Yet this is the kind of stuff they're pushing. Also, as Nico Haupt says, these people keep repeating the same mantras. Well, there was a speaker up there that says, well, we really don't know what happened on the morning of 9/11. Guess what? We do know what happened. It was a controlled demolition. And the more they keep telling you this bogus line that we really don't know what happened, they think that you're stupid, that you can't think for yourself.
Now, we didn't get to mention yesterday what Ground Zero actually looks like now, 4 years later. They've erected a very big fence and gate, and it's set far back from the open grave of the World Trade Center site, and the public is not allowed access to it. They did allow the families, and it's a shame that they don't allow a time when the public can visit the site, but I'm sure they don't want people like us actually being able to stand directly on the site. I wonder what they're afraid people might find. But they have not built anything on there. They drive trucks on concrete that's there behind the gate, and they don't let us near it.
Yeah, I was supremely disappointed.
Nothing done there.
Yeah, but what I saw, it was just this big, ugly, open grave.
Mm-hmm.
And why they haven't done anything is beyond me. Now, I want to get back to this rally that 9/11 Truth had. And after it was all done, Nico Haupt was lamenting. I think that's the word, lamenting. He was saying, he says, I could do so much more, but they won't let me. And you know how many people, I think, get that same feeling? We do here. We've invited these people onto our show to help get the word out for them. And there's so many people in this 911truth.org, the rank and file members, that realize now, what the hell were we doing 8 miles away from Ground Zero talking to ourselves?
We cannot be worried about negative feedback or criticism. Blow that off.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what's most important to 911truth.org, appearances and worrying about reaction, we can't worry about reaction. We have to expect some negative reaction.
Yeah.
You have to get beyond that. Rise above yourselves. Rise above your keyboard commando crapola and get off the computer and get out onto the street.
Yeah. A guy named Jolly Roger was there. And after all these speeches were over, he says, do you know what they're talking about? And he was referring to the 9/11 speakers, 9/11truth.org speakers. He says, they're talking about the same things that the New York Times is talking about. They're not going even beyond the mainstream.
Right.
That's how safe and how mamby-pamby they're playing it. They're so far removed from trying to get at the truth that I want to address everyone now that's in 911truth.org, 911 Truth Alliance, and all of these various splinter groups. You're the ones that can make a difference, and we could feel your passion that day. Here's our recommendation. Get rid of Nicholas Levis. Get rid of David Kubiak. Get rid of Kyle Hentz. Get rid of Janice Matthews. Get rid of Jan Hoyer. Get rid of those five people. Take over this group yourself. Start talking about the real issues. Control demolition. Instead of having mamby-pamby, safe little get-togethers, go down to Ground Zero. Go down where people are going to see you, right, where it matters, and get rid of these people that are containing you like moles.
Yeah, we implore the members of New York 9/11 Truth. We know that you were out there. We saw you out there. You stood by us. You stood next to us, and you spoke the truth. And we're proud of you, and we were proud to stand next to you. Well, you need to distance yourself from these containment people that want to choke off the information, that have been choking it off for 4 years. In fact, in their own Truth Alliance group, this is what a response from one Truth Alliance member said to criticism of what we did. It said, according to your theory, we should only do things that garner praise from the mainstream media, so why do anything? The main thing is the photo of that banner, front, top, and center in the Village Voice, 9/11 World Trade Center controlled demolition. That's worth a lot. The text, intelligent people can read between the lines. Of course, the media have to try to make you look bad when you score a hit, and they went easy on the other group of activists, that's 911truth.org, that behaved, quote-unquote, and went and preached to each other in the park, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah. Now, there's been articles written about us in the last few days are calling us the black sheep of the Patriot movement. We take that as a huge compliment, because it's not the nice little safe lamb that gets things done. It is the black sheep. You know, we're being called all kinds of other things. We're the outsiders. We have the rock and roll image. These are the kind of things we need.
They're more worried about how we dress.
Yeah.
You know, than anything else. Get over yourselves. You know, get out of your computer and get on the street where there's a risk. Take a risk. If you can't even face the public and tell the public the truth, how the hell are you going to fight the New World Order?
That's right.
You're not gonna.
And speaking of that, that's a great point, because I want to bring up another one now about information. A lot of people say, well, these groups are good because they get out the information. And information, nobody can deny that we all need it. But at a certain point, all of us reach where we say, okay, I knew the government was behind 9/11. I know the New World Order has infiltrated our government and is destroying our country. At some point, you know the truth. Okay, so you've reached that level. Now, do you want to stay at that level for the rest of your life, or do you want to move to the next level, where you want to start making a change in the world to make things better? If you're satisfied to just know information, then that's all the further you're going to get. Well, I've known all this stuff now for 15 or 20 years. We need to get to the next level where we can change things.
Victor and I are not satisfied to stay at this level. We're not satisfied to remain locked within the status quo. We need to rip away the status quo. We need to take it to another level, amp it up another notch. We don't have that much time to do this. We've wasted 4 years marching around behind people like 911truth.org. Their tactics do not work.
Yeah, and we bring this up because people like Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, and all of these other ones, they're satisfied to just give you information.
It's not enough to just know. It's not enough.
Yeah, and you know, with Alex Jones specifically, he's real tough when he's behind his microphone, when he's hiding behind his microphone.
Where was Alex Jones?
Where was he on 9/11?
Yeah.
The only time Alex Jones goes to, when he went to New York City, or the only time he cares about 9/11 is when he can sell his videos.
Yeah.
He's not up there fighting. And, you know, whenever anyone even calls into his show and mentions Wing TV, Victor Thorne, Lisa Giuliani, he immediately slams the phone down on them. Now, if he's afraid of us,
Yeah.
How is he going to fight the New World Order? He's been talking for 10 or 12 years about all of these supposed death threats. Well, Alex, nobody's trying to kill you.
Yeah.
If they wanted to kill you, they would have done so 10 years ago. When we were up there at Ground Zero with this throng of people in front of us, we had more danger in front of us in those 3.5 hours than you've had in a dozen years.
The last time Alex went, he went to an empty parking garage and spoke through a bullhorn to a handful of people.
Yeah, if you watch his latest video when he went to New York, he stood in a parking garage, far removed from 9/11, far removed
effective.
From the world. Yeah, very effective. Now, what's the definition of insanity? One of them is that you do the same thing over and over, yet you expect different results. Well, everyone says we have to do something to change the world, to make it better. Well, if we just keep listening to Jones and Rents and these people that don't promote activism, that don't get out there themselves, how do we expect anything different to happen?
You know,
these people aren't helping you.
We never said that going to Ground Zero wasn't going to be scary. We said we had no idea what was going to happen there. It was an uncertain thing we were doing. We were taking a risk. And there was fear involved. But the whole point of talking about courage is you have to make it bigger than your fear. You have to let your courage dictate your behavior and your actions rather than your fear.
Is this all you want? Is to listen to Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz on the radio and read their little articles that they post? Or do you want people out there that are telling you, don't be afraid? People email us all the time now and they say, you know, when I listen to Alex Jones, he did make me afraid. He didn't make me want to go out there and do something. You guys tell everyone to become active. Don't be afraid. What do you want to do? Be afraid or get out there and change the damn world around you?
Look at what we're doing, and we're still here, and we're still able to do it, and we can say what we want, and we do everywhere we go.
We're not afraid of anybody or anything, and when we hear Jones on there sounding like a televangelist like Jim and Tammy Faye, give me your money, buy my video. What's the difference between him and Jimmy Swagger? He's keeping you quagmired in this inactivity. And where was he on 9/11? Alex Jones had enough money to make it up there to Ground Zero. Where was he?
Yeah.
He was sitting in Austin, Texas, doing nothing except planning how to make more money off of you.
You need to get out there in your cities, in your towns, in your states. You need to get out there where you can be seen. Show your face. Show your name. Don't be afraid.
People are waking up right now, and they're seeing through 911truth.org. They're seeing through all these other radio media figures that just sit there and blather or sound like a ranting, raving lunatic like Alex Jones.
Some of them
it's
are patting
unreal.
Themselves on the back. They're congratulating themselves for getting out there and showing each other their nicely markered signs. And that's what they intended to do.
Right.
Preach to the choir yet again. Well, we don't want to preach to the choir. We want to talk to the people out on the street. That's where the information needs to be, and Ground Zero needs the truth.
Hey, Reverend Ted, how you doing?
This is Reverend Ted Pike.
Right, we have Ted Pike on the phone now. He wants to give us a quick update on what's going on with some new legislation. So, Ted, we're live on Wing TV. Why don't you fill us in, give us an update.
Yes, I'm very concerned. Because last October 16th, President Bush signed into law the Global Anti-Semitism Review Act.
Okay.
It establishes a special department within the U.S. State Department to monitor global anti-Semitism, reporting annually to Congress. Now, what's really disturbing about this is that it sets up these twisted definitions of what anti-Semitism is.
Uh-huh.
And if I could quickly read some of those off, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yes. The Global Department of Anti-Semitism now says, number one, that any assertion, quote, that the Jewish community controls government, the media, international business, and the financial world is anti-Semitic.
Wow. That's heavy.
Yeah. Number two, quote, strong anti-Israel sentiment is also anti-Semitic. Number three, virulent criticism, unquote, of Israel's leaders, past or present, is now anti-Semitic, according to our government.
That's incredible. Well, let me ask you this question real quick, Ted. If we came out here on Wing TV and said that the government of Israel had foreknowledge of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, would this be considered anti-Semitic?
Yes, that's one of the criteria. It says that any charge that Mossad was behind the 9/11 attacks is also anti-Semitic.
Well, Israel was involved.
Yeah, that's
as, right.
That's as big brother as I've ever heard any legislation in this country
who
ever.
Who wrote this bill?
This was written by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. This is B'nai B'rith International, which is a huge Jewish fraternal religious education organization. They have presences in more than 50 countries of the world, and only they could have provided the intensive research and statistics for this federal report.
One last quick question before we go. When is this going to come up for a vote?
This is law. This Department of Anti-Semitism is being established right now.
Right as we
speak. State Department.
Unbelievable.
How can people get more information about this, Ted?
They can come to my website at truthtellers, that's www.truthtellers.org. We have an extensive article all about this, plus lots of other information about hate crimes legislation.
Well, we're going to get that posted on our site, and just thank you for that update.
And also, radio show hosts, you can get Reverend Ted Pike to come and discuss this on your shows as well. You can email us, or you can contact Reverend Ted at his website. And please do so.
Right. Ted, thanks a lot for that update.
Thank you so much.
Okay, have a good day.
Same to you.
Thank you.
All right, Reverend Ted Pike. I didn't realize how extensive that legislation
was. They're now even calling the New Testament hate literature.
Unbelievable. Well, we're going to be back tomorrow with Mr. Alex Merklinger. And again, we want to thank everybody out there that's seeing through the veil. See, a lot of these leaders in the alternative media and the activism movement, they seem to be, or they try to pattern themselves after the government and the mainstream media. They don't want to be questioned. They just want to take you out there, contain you in a little box like a sheep. But luckily, there's many people that are starting to see through it, and they're saying, wait a second. It's been 10 or 12 years since a lot of these people have begun their careers. Mm-hmm. And what have they done?
Listen, I can't stress to you all enough. Activism, inherent within activism, is a risk. It's a danger. It's an uncertainty. It's an unknown. It's the unknown element. And you have to make that decision to cross the line, because otherwise you're not going to reach the people that need to get reached.
Call up these radio show hosts and ask them why they're not doing anything. Call up the people who head 911truth.org and say, what the hell are you doing putting us 8 miles away from ground zero? We'll be back tomorrow with Mr. Alex Merklinger. He's the radio show host of Mysteries of the Mind. We have some a news update regarding him. And until then, folks, just keep your eyes open, because there is a lot going on.
Persevere.